This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very smart guy. It's Nir Loya Dahan. He is the VP of product of Cymulate. That's Cymulate.com, an amazing company in CTEM, Continuous Threat Exposure Management. Nir, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So your company is an innovator at not only benchmarking cyber performance, but showing us the efficacy of our controls and the gaps in our coverage. How do you do that? How do you get deployed?
So basically, we're a SaaS solution for breach and attack simulation, automated red teaming. We're basically running different attack simulation to test efficacy of different controls in the perimeter, within the perimeter. We either run assessments and evaluation from outside of the network or within the network using a lean agent to run and test internal security control to validate whether attacks can be prevented, attacks can be detected, and then evaluate the total efficacy of those controls.
What are you evaluating? Is it my Windows computer? Is it a whole subnet? Is it multiple subnets? Is it my cloud environment? What's being evaluated?
So basically, we're evaluating the controls, okay? Every type of control, being it an EDR solution, network security solutions, perimeter controls such as email gateway, web gateway, on cloud would it be workload protection, etc. So we're basically validating those controls, and those controls in turn defend different types of asset, being segments, being hosts, being virtual machines, cloud workloads, all the above.
So if I've got my old Active Directory running, the wrong protocol, and WannaCry worm might hit me and harm my intranet, you would say, hey, this AD system is really out of compliance.
Or your IPS don't identify the malicious traffic, or the exploit itself got just under your EDR. And hey, by the way, we found these many different credentials on those specific hosts. You might want to tighten and harden your privileges policy.
Would you go as granular as saying, hey, why are you running SMB 1 versus SMB 2 or 3? Things like that.
Basically, or you have an LLMNR service open and enabled in all of those computers, and I just used it to get to a specific crown jewel, for example.
Now, there have been a lot of government, nation-state sponsored exploits where they're really getting smart. You probably know a lot about the Volt Typhoon. I believe some group in Asia decided to write some malware for Windows that then finds local wireless routers and then infects the wireless routers. Can you do a test for a vulnerable wireless router and a vulnerable Windows system, the same kind of test that they're doing?
So basically, we can model any type of scenario we'd like, but the goal is to test the efficacy of the controls that should have been in place to test it. For example, this specific vulnerability has a very specific type of exploitation, a way to impact a specific system. Your EDR should identify the exploitation method. We're going to test the exploitation method, which is mapped to more than just this very specific vulnerability, and identify how well was it detected, how well is it prevented within the EDR, and how well is it alerted in your entire incident response process, to make sure that when it happens, you realize it fast and contain it.
Do you map these tests and exploitable holes, the information, to the MITRE ATT&CK framework?
That's our bread and butter, basically, yeah.
That's wonderful. And what if I'm in a production banking environment? I remember the Carbonac breach where the Russian ATM machines were running Windows and they were infected and they were spitting out rubles because they were vulnerable. But, the Russians in the banks, they were probably afraid to test their old Windows ATM machines because they didn't want to crash them while people were, putting money in or taking money out. How do you make sure this is production safe?
So basically, everything that we run is production safe. We usually, when we're running stuff using our agent, we're usually taking a machine that is representative of the different policies in a specific environment, taking an old ATM network, taking an image of this type of old Linux server or whatever that's running this running the ATM software, testing the controls, testing the policy of the EDR, for example, that is on those machines. You don't necessarily need to do it within the production environment itself because we're testing the policy. We're not testing the machine itself. Second, testing the segmentation policy around this network because it's not just about exploiting the vulnerability in the ATM network, it's being able to get there in the first place. And while most of those machines are super old and super exploitable, there are so many network security measures along the way to prevent an attack to get there. We're also evaluating those measures to actually validate whether it's easy or super hard for an attacker to get over there.
Now, there's billions of new devices on networks. We're calling them IoT and even mobile devices. Once they're on the network, they can be infected too. Are you able to test, stranger different devices that are OT or IoT or mobile?
Yeah, so while we're mostly focused on the IT infrastructure, we do get, and maybe this is a very good point to say that between 70 and 80% of our roadmap is built on customer feedback. So really built our product to fit our customer's use case. And when an IoT or an ICS use case come in from our clients, we've actually developed a few ICS scenarios to fit to our clients' needs. Again, most of the questions are coming in for IT for the OT environments. But as time goes by and as the needs for our clients are reaching in, we definitely can expand to these areas.
Now, Nir, does Simulate have dozens of tests, hundreds of tests, thousands of tests? And how do you build more tests? There's a lot to keep up with because the bad guys are always inventing new ways to exploit and zero-day vulnerabilities, not just zero-day malware.
Yeah. So, first of all, we have a few hundred thousand of attack scenarios.
Wow.
And that's the thing. While we're mapped to MITRE framework, the idea is that there are so many different implementations of different techniques and sub-techniques in the MITRE framework. Just for an example, you have a technique of spear phishing, but we have 15,000 different ways of testing spear phishing with different malicious links and code in the body and spoofing of different types, etc. The idea is that there are different implementations, and this is what we're focused at, give you that kind of comprehensive idea of how your controls really perform, and not just as a measure to check a MITRE checkbox. Further than that, we have a dedicated group of security researchers who keep on adding new types of content into our platform. Again, on all different levels of security controls, new exploitation types, and new techniques that are being used constantly by in recent campaigns, recent attack campaigns by different APT groups, which is one of, by the way, one of the most prominent use cases for our clients, being able to keep up and test their configuration of their security controls against recent threats. It can also get to a daily checkup, a daily assessment to evaluate new types of threats that are out there that is constantly being updated by our research group.
That is amazing. Hundreds of thousands. Now, with CTEM, Continuous Threat Exposure Management, I'm sure you have a really gorgeous dashboard. I'm wondering if there's something that can roll up for the CISO and the board to give a score, a benchmark saying, hey, today, if it's daily, today we're getting a great score because we've locked down a lot of things. We got some new YAR rules. We've tuned up our IDR, MDR, whatever system we're using. How do you roll that to the board? Is there a report system? Is there a scorecard?
So we have our Simulate score, which is based on our own formula and weights for the different types of attack scenarios based on probability and based on impact. And even further than that, we have a dynamic dashboarding and reporting mechanism to fit the KPIs and the metrics to our own clients There's no, if you're going to ask, there's no two CISOs that report the exact same thing in the exact same way. And as a manner of helping our clients to fit their KPIs in their own industry, in their own business segment, in their own regions, with their own compliance requirements to fit that to their own needs by helping them build their own report within our platform. That's how we drive that value. That's how we present those KPIs. And this is how our customers keep up with those metrics. Those are metrics that they've built that fit their use case. And it goes from the CISO level down to different engineering groups and security operations group, but also reporting to audit committees and executive leadership with the same metrics that serves as a North Star for the client.
That's fantastic. Nir, if I'm a smaller player, maybe a mid-market bank or credit union, I'm still at serious risk of compliance. I've got the FDIC or NCUA.gov or whatever. It could be any bank or credit union around the globe. I could be an e-commerce provider, but not that big. Is this made a Simulate solution, CTEM only for Fortune 500 and big governments and big networks, or it could be anybody?
It can be anyone. At least our philosophy and our kind of like their vision is being able to provide value for every type of organization everywhere in the world, because security isn't just for the big ones. And validate your the effectiveness of the controls that you have isn't served for just the Fortune 500. If you have a security budget and you spend it on controls, you need to validate that your spend is actually doing its job, right? And so if I'm a mid-market organization, I have a limited budget, it's even more important that every dollar that I spend is translated into risk reduction. And if I can help with reduced overlaps, if I can help with tuning controls and raise effectiveness, this is exactly what I'm going to do. Today, these days, bigger players, smaller players don't have, as I see it, don't have the luxury to not test, not validate what they're deploying and how they're defending the organization anymore. And we just starting to see it as a new regulations, new bills coming in the US, in Europe, for enforcing those kind of plans to validate controls, to validate effectiveness of the security plans, is something that every organization will have to keep up with. And you need to keep up with it in an efficient manner, in an automated and continuous manner, to reduce the risk over time and being able to explain how you did it and how you got achievements in reducing the risk. And so it's not just for the Fortune 500, it's for basically every organization.
That's amazing. And you got me thinking. I've talked to a lot of CISOs and, from mid-market to the Fortune 500, and they're all dealing with, downsizing, budget cuts, and how do I get away with having less security controls in place? The best way to prove that your budget is valid in cybersecurity is to get Simulate and test it. And if you had to get rid of a couple of tools, maybe you've opened a gap, or maybe something else can fix the hole or harden it, where you can save money. So there's a lot of, not only about budget validation, but budget consolidation testing.
And I'll even say more these days, as quoted by different type of like research organization in the world, security today has to be more business oriented and business outcome oriented. It's not just about the money it's not the money I spend, it's what I invest in security. And CISOs today, and obviously in the future, need to think about the investment in terms of business outcome. And I have this analogy of how security management is very similar to product management, where me as a product manager, I need to look at everything I deploy, anything new I do has to be connected in how I raise the revenue of my organization. It has to be connected to a business outcome. And it shouldn't be any different for a CISO managing a security program. Everything I do needs to be to enable the business, needs to be a translation of the business investment in security and in risk And the same way I'm doing that, I don't have the luxury of not validating whether or not my initiative actually brought the value it should have brought to the business. And there's no better way than actually testing, than actually seeing it. The same way I'm doing QA to all of the features going into production, every CISO needs to validate every initiative that goes into production.
That is great advice. And how quickly, two quick questions. How
Yeah.
quickly can we get deployed, right? How quickly and how do we get deployed? Is it direct? Is it channel? And really, is it a week? Is it a month? Is it a day? How do we do this?
Could be, first of all, direct channel, we work with both, and be deployed. Usually we run a POC within the hour, deploying the agent, run an assessment, already seeing results. And deployment and onboarding, I'd say, very depends on the customer's use case. We usually deploy the agent. We build out a validation strategy with the client. We're not eating the whole cake all at once. We're helping the client build a gradual onboarding plan based off different wins along the way. This is a way to get a steady risk reduction over time. And getting to that baseline that the business needs, and then maintaining, looking at the drift from that baseline and monitoring it to validate that any new initiative that comes in doesn't raise the risk. So it can either be from 1 hour, sometimes it's going to be a week, sometimes it's going to be a month. All depends on the goals of the client to get out of the Sanglit platform.
Nir, that's phenomenal, just phenomenal. And I'm excited about what you do because if we don't know what our holes are, I'm sure the hackers and the malware already do, and they're probably already in our environment. So continuous threat exposure management, the automation, hundreds of thousands of tests, the regulatory compliance capabilities, the budget management capabilities where I actually know if the stuff I bought is working, that's phenomenal. I'm curious, is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered?
So, as you mentioned, CTEM, like continuous threat exposure management, is like a broader program to look at for looking at all the different types of exposures out there, being vulnerabilities, being different types of misconfigurations in your cloud environment, on your identity. All of those are out there. And the thing is that if you don't validate, you don't know whether it can hit you or not. The essence of it, as we see it, is running validation and running validation in context, in the context of your organization, in the context of your business, to get that really straightforward, prioritized list of this is what I need to do first in order to efficiently reduce my risk. And validation, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to say it again, it's not a luxury anymore. Okay, in this world where CISOs are bound to have a more business driven discussions and validate their investments, contextual validation is key for their success.
And it's proof positive that you're doing due care and due diligence, especially when the regulators are even going after good CISOs, in some cases claiming criminal matters because, they didn't validate fast enough. They left a hole open or a door open. So a lot of CISOs I talk to want to do some kind of proof of due care and due diligence better than they've ever done in the past to improve their cyber insurance score and pricing and to keep the regulators off their back. So folks, you learned it here first. Nir Loya-Dehan, you are the VP of Product of Simulate. Get one step ahead of the next threat. Beat out the regulators on compliance with Simulate at CYMULATE.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.